I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about expanded capacity. Expanded capacity, expanding our capacity to receive all God has for us and to let it flow through us at a higher level so that we do more good in the world. Expanding our capacity. If you've been following along with us this year, in our daily communion meditations in the Abundant Life Blueprint, we've been talking about expanding our capacity. We've been praying this prayer every day, asking God to expand our capacity to receive His love and His goodness and His grace and all that He has for us, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and we're a blessing to people all over the world. And I've been learning some new things about this expanded capacity that we're going to be touching on today. So we're going to get started with prayer. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communion meditations is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer, the one we were referencing just a second ago. It's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to do the other half of prayer, to get still, to listen, to examine ourselves and get our hearts and minds positioned in the light before we get into our time of communion for today. Let's get started. Heavenly Father, I pray for everybody who's watching or listening, all their families, their friends, everybody connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I thank you. I thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, I ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together today, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace and your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And I ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So we're going to go through the other half of prayer. But before we get into the other half of prayer, I want to touch on this idea of expanded capacity first today. Because I think when we go through the other half of prayer, we've been talking about our four fundamentals. Our four fundamentals of number one, getting positioned in the light. Getting positioned in the light. Number two, magnifying that light, making it bigger and brighter. Number three, doing the things that you know to do and doing them, trusting and relying on God, confident in him that he's going to begin to flow through you. And then number four, staying tuned into his leading and his direction in your life, because he's going to lead you one graceful step after another to this beautiful, spacious place that's free from all restriction. But we were having a partner's Zoom earlier this week, and one of the things we began to talk about is a few days ago, I was at the gym doing some training of clients at the gym, worked as a personal trainer for probably close to 20 years now. And in the gym, This word capacity is used in the gym quite a bit. Your work capacity, your ability to do more work, your capacity to flow more work through your system. When I think of expanded capacity to receive God, I think of expanded capacity for God to be able to flow more of everything he has through us. And if you've been following along with us over the last year, we've been talking about this idea of a pipeline of living water. A pipeline of living water, rivers of living water, a pipeline of living water flowing through you, all by God's grace. God has given us access to everything he has. His love, his joy, his peace, his kingdom, his spirit, his mind, his wisdom, his energy, his health, his finances, his time, everything he has, he's given it to us. And he's put it in Christ. It's all this gift of grace, but we have to learn how to receive it from him and to see it flowing through us in our lives. And earlier this year, we also began to talk about how I was kind of examining myself and rating my levels of peace and joy. And I was rating it like on a scale of 0 to 10. How was my peace today? How was my joy today? Which I think is an important thing to do, to examine ourselves. Still part of what we do today. But what I felt like God was giving me the nudge or the direction or the correction in was to, hey, stop rating your levels. It's either on and it's flowing or it's not. Either my grace and peace and joy are flowing or it's not. It's either yes or no. It's either on or off. But just the other day, I was had a day where I began to experience this, that peace that surpasses all understanding, that joy of the Lord flowing in my life. And it was flowing at a new level. And all of a sudden, began to get some just insights and revelations into things at a higher level. And I began to seek God. I said, what's going on here? This is a new level of something more than I've experienced before. But you've told me peace and joy, it's either on or it's off. It's either flowing or it's not. But then I began to realize it's either on or it's off. It's flowing or it's not. But we could expand the capacity of the pipe. This pipeline, you could expand it and grow a bigger pipe. I felt like part of what he was showing me was that as you've put this into practice over and over and over and over on these daily communions, we're putting this into practice and we're walking it out during the day each day. Our four fundamentals, positioning the light, magnifying that light, doing the things you know to do, staying tuned in for his leading. You're putting it into practice every day. Eventually things click, just like any other skill sets that you develop. Eventually things click and things just flow at a higher level. And I think part of this is what's happening is we practice and we practice and we practice. It's like we're expanding the capacity when we magnify that light. I'll talk about what I think these phases of the four fundamentals are, but it's like we're growing and expanding the capacity of the pipe for more of it to flow. It's either on and it's flowing. It's either yes or no, but you can expand the capacity of the pipe. I think there's two things you can do. You can expand the width of the pipe where more can flow through it at one time by opening ourselves up and expanding, magnifying God on the inside of us. I think that's one. And then number two, I think we can also increase the speed at which it flows. The speed at which it flows. And I think we do that by taking action, by taking quick action on the things that we know to do so that things are not getting clogged up and backed up inside the pipes and blocking the flow. So with this in mind, let's go back through our four fundamentals now and talk about how each one of them impacts our ability to be able to receive from God and to let it flow through us out into the world where hopefully we see it and it's producing fruit. I believe God wants to take us on this journey in life where he produces through us. He makes us fruitful. He multiplies us and he increases us greatly. This is the pattern you see all throughout scripture. To be fruitful, multiply, increase greatly, or to abound. That's the path he wants to take us on. And the method, I believe, that this begins to happen is through this pipeline of living water flowing through us, this God being able to work through us. And as we put these four fundamentals into practice each day, I think it helps us become more and more developed in this. to get more established in it. To get established in this covenant. As we take communion today, it's a reminder of us getting established in this blood covenant that Jesus paid for us. It's all possible because of him. So let's go through our four fundamentals now with this in mind. Number one, positioning in the light. God's released us from darkness, transferred us into the light, into the kingdom of Jesus. And in that light, he's given us everything. His peace, his joy, his grace, his forgiveness, his love, his energy, his power, everything he's got, he's given it to us in Christ. But that has to be received from him. And what was the motivation for everything behind it? Yes, he's given us grace and love and forgiveness, but the motivation behind it all was love. Love was his motivation. He could have left us off on our own. He could have just not talked to us anymore, but he chose the way of love to send his one and only son. And it's forgiveness that brings us into the light, but it was motivated by love. And so for us to get positioned in the light, that's where this flow happens. That's where we access everything. We access it all by faith. And one of the greatest expressions of faith is praise and thanksgiving. So staying positioned in the light is to stay positioned in forgiveness. It's to stay positioned in praise and thanksgiving and love. God is love. God is light. Light and love are one and the same. Therefore, to walk in the light or be positioned in the light is to be positioned in God's love and to let that flow through you to other people. Now, remember, it's got to be received from God. We got to get positioned in the light, positioned in thanksgiving and praise, forgiveness and love. But this got to flow through us. We got to learn to get ourselves out of the way. We often block the flow of what God's wanting to do in our lives. We got to get ourselves out of the way, taking that pressure off of ourselves, forgiving ourselves and relying and trusting on him rather than in ourselves. And then letting that grace and love and forgiveness flow through us to other people. So that's how we begin to position ourselves where all this begins to flow in our lives. But then our second fundamental, magnifying the light. I believe this is where we expand the capacity of the pipe. As we magnify God, magnify the light. Jesus says, be careful that the light that is within you doesn't become darkness. Be careful that the light that is within you doesn't become darkness. And I believe the way this happens, the way we magnify the light, it's all about what we're meditating on every day, what we're magnifying, what we're focused on every day. To magnify something, you look at it through a magnifying glass. You're focusing on it and making it bigger and greater. To magnify the light is to magnify God, who he is, his steadfast, unfailing love, his faithfulness, that he always fulfills his promises. It's to magnify your positioning in Christ. He's made you righteous and holy and perfect in God's sight. You can approach him with freedom and confidence. He wants to help. It's to magnify that nothing's impossible with him, that he's always on time. He always fulfills all of his promises. To set your minds on what is lovely and just and true and praiseworthy and of good report. That's how we magnify the light. We're all magnifying something every day based on what we're thinking about, what we're talking about, what we're visualizing and imagining and rolling over in our minds. But God gives us the choice. We could choose to magnify darkness. To magnify darkness is to magnify the issues and the problems and the evil and the darkness in the world. And I'm sure you've experienced this before. You have some issue or problem. And the more you think about it, the more you talk about it, the more it grows bigger on the inside of you. You can feel that pressure increasing. And something I've learned to be true, the more you roll it over, the more you think about it, the more you talk about it, actually the further away from the solution you're getting, because you're magnifying the light and magnifying the darkness, and the solution is found in the light. The more you magnify that issue or problem, the further away from the solution you get. I'm sure you've had those times where you just talk it over, and you feel more and more hopeless as you go. And this is not denying that there's issues or problems in life. It's turning them back around and bringing them into the light. that with God, nothing's impossible. He loves me. He's for me. He's got steadfast, unfailing love for me. He's faithful. Just keep meditating on those things throughout the day. And I believe as you begin to magnify that light, it's all about what you're focused on. It's going to expand that capacity. It's going to expand that pipeline of living water where more can flow through it. It's going to open you up and expand it where more and more of what God has for you in your life can begin to flow through you. But this is where we have to get good at recognizing the symptoms. We have to get good at recognizing the symptoms. When we're magnifying darkness, everything feels heavy and oppressive, confusing, like there's no way out, like you're trapped, like there's no way to go. And then there's the fear and the stress and the worry and the dread and the insecurity. Usually we lack presence. Usually we're dwelling on the past or worried about the future. We're not very present. Those are our symptoms. And when we recognize those, learning to spin them back around and bring them back into the light. Because the good news is, you can literally go from magnifying and positioned in darkness to the light in 1 second. It takes 1 second to change what you're focused on. And as we begin to put this into practice every day, and we get better and better at sustaining the right positioning, sustaining our magnification of the light, this thing just begins to grow bigger and bigger on the inside of you. That capacity on the inside of you begins to greatly expand. When we're magnifying the light, everything feels free and easy and effortless. Things begin to grow and change effortlessly. It's energizing. Your energy levels begin to increase. You can be working and working and working, but you still have more energy. Because the energy is coming from God, not from yourself. The Apostle Paul talks about how he worked harder than anybody. But it wasn't him working. It was God's energy that so powerfully worked within him. Then there's the peace that surpasses all understanding and begins to flow. That joy of the Lord that is your strength begins to flow, and it begins to equip you and to empower you to do the things that you know to do, which leads us to our third fundamental. Putting into practice the things that you know to do. Often we get this to-do list that's piling up on the inside of us. And think of it like a pipeline. If everything's getting backed up and clogged up at the end of the pipe, things can't flow. That water can't flow through it if things are clogging it up at the end. The more we put into practice the things that we know to do, execute and take action, walk in obedience on the things that we know to do, the more it clears things out and it accelerates the speed of the flow of this living water through the pipe. It accelerates the speed of the flow. So yes, we can. It's either on or off. It's either flowing or it's not. But we can expand the capacity where more can flow through it at one time. And then we can also speed up the flow of it through the pipe as well. How do you do that? Taking action on what you know to do. So what do you know to do today? There might be some just little things, administrative things around the house, things in your workplace. Little things that you know to do that have been piling up on the inside. Maybe you need to get an oil change on your car, renew a certification. All these little things that are piling up, they're blocking your clarity. They're slowing down this flow of what God wants to do through you. Obviously, whatever nudges you have from God as well, taking action on those things quickly when you know what to do. Staying in the present moment. And then it's about executing them the right way. Executing them, trusting and relying on God to flow through you, to equip you, to empower you to do these things. You don't have to do them anymore. This grace that is flowing is meant to equip you and to empower you to do it in God's strength and ability rather than your own. And how do you know if that's happening? That peace and that joy are flowing. You could be washing the dishes, cleaning toilets, doing some jobs that you don't normally like to do, but you can be doing them with peace and joy, with your whole spirit, your whole soul, your whole physical body working together, making today a masterpiece. We've talked this year about making today a masterpiece. That's not so much about exactly what you're doing, but it's about how you're doing it. It's doing the things that you know to do, but doing them with God, trusting and relying on Him, where He's doing the work through you. I believe you do those first three things: positioning the light, magnifying the light, taking action, doing the things that you know to do today, and watching out for getting caught up worrying about all the things that I think I'm going to have to do in the future. What do I know to do today? It's something like tuning a radio receiver, and all of a sudden, this grace and love and everything God has is going to begin to flow through at a level that you've never experienced before. And it's going to feel easy and effortless and like you're at rest in your mind and your soul. And it's something like tuning a radio receiver where all of a sudden you get so clear on the inside. And your ability to hear and discern God's leading and direction for your life greatly increases. And he's going to begin to lead you one graceful step at a time to this beautiful, spacious place that's free from all restriction. So we're going to take communion over this. Just asking for God's help with this today. Father, we're just so thankful for all you've done for us, given us everything you have in Christ. And we're just so thankful for it, that you were willing to do that for us. And we're asking for your help today, Lord, for this expanded capacity and flow of everything you have for us, flowing through us in our lives, received from you, flowing through us out into the world, where it begins to produce and produce at higher and higher levels. We're asking for your help in that today. We just thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." He told his disciples, "Take it. Receive it." He makes you right and holy and perfect. He's given you everything he has, and he's put it in Christ, all because of the sacrifice of Jesus. Father, we just thank you for this bread and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins motivated by love that brought us into the kingdom. We have this new covenant with God, covenant relationship. And I believe as you begin to experience this grace and love and goodness and everything he has flowing through you, what's going to happen? You're going to know him better. You're going to know him. You're going to know his heart and grow in your personal relationship with him. Father, we thank you for this cup and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So now it's about putting it into practice today. Today, this day. Stay positioned in light. Forgiveness, thanksgiving, walking in love. Keep magnifying God, magnifying the light. Put into practice the things that you know to do today and do them trusting and relying on him. And stay tuned in for his leading and direction today. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.